It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Earlier this week, the Iowa House voted to ban the sale of so-called e-cigarettes to minors. That is, those electronic cigarettes that heat liquid and nicotine into a smokeless vapor. Republicans who control the House blocked debate on a Democratic amendment that would have also banned e-cigarettes that do not contain nicotine. I'll talk to the sponsor of that amendment in a moment, but first, I took a trip to an e-cigarette shop in northwest Des Moines. Alicia Kirby is the store manager of Central Iowa Electronic Cigarettes' third and newest location. She finishes up with a customer who's been having problems with her e-cigarette's battery charger.
Yep, I'll call you as soon as it comes back in.
The store is pretty much empty, except for a long glass counter filled with batteries and e-cigarettes. On the wall behind her, there's a variety of containers of liquids with different flavors and nicotine strengths.
There are a lot of people that they want to stop smoking, but they have that hand-to-mouth habit. We do have a lot of customers that will come in and they'll start on a higher nicotine level, get themselves off the cigarettes completely, but still just enjoy the flavor.
Kirby says the store doesn't sell any of its e-cigarettes to minors.
We've always carded and ID'd and never sold to minors in any way, shape, or form. So as far as that goes, we are very, very supportive of the legislation.
I'm standing by a snow-covered construction site just down the road from the e-cigarette store, where a new CVS pharmacy is going up. The company recently announced it would discontinue selling traditional tobacco products. So the culture of smoking is changing, and some Iowa lawmakers say the laws need to adapt to that change.
There are two dangers in starting an addiction. One's the chemical, nicotine, but the other is the socialization of going to the store, buying an e-cigarette, smoking it, and then when you turn 18, you go and buy the traditional cigarette.
That's Representative Tyler Olson, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids. Republicans blocked his amendment. It would have banned all e-cigarette sales to minors.
The ones that don't have nicotine in particular have the grape flavor, have the cherry flavor. If you go on their website, they're called Candy Crush, clearly marketed towards minors. And so for a bill to pass that does not ban the sale of those products to minors, I think just has a huge hole, and we've neglected our duty to protect those folks.
So during the debate, Boone Republican Chip Baltimore said because nicotine may be addictive, it's important to keep them out of the hands of kids. He says the bill does that. You don't see it that way.
The bill prohibits some e-cigarettes, but it specifically legalizes the sale of a certain category of e-cigarettes to minors. So, to me, it's worse than doing nothing, because the bill would say, go ahead and buy the Candy Crush, go ahead and buy the cherry, the grape. And to me, that's as big of a problem.
Representative Baltimore also said that the issue should be researched more before lawmakers extend any more regulation. Is that a sign that maybe lawmakers could do something more down the road?
The FDA will weigh in soon on e-cigarettes. And should they weigh in that e-cigarettes pose a danger to public health, I'll take Representative Baltimore up on his offer. But today we know that nicotine is addictive, and also the habit of going to the store, buying a cigarette and smoking it is addictive as well.
And you've also said that this would be a step back in tobacco control in Iowa. How so?
Well, it specifically legalizes the sale of some e-cigarettes to minors. And I think the general consensus in this body is that we should prohibit the sale to minors. This bill doesn't do that. It specifically legalizes it. And the second is that the Department of Revenue has told me that they believe that it could actually take items that are currently taxed and put them out from under that tax. So we'd go backwards in that manner as well.
The bill now goes over to the democratically controlled Senate. Bill Dotzler, a Democrat from Waterloo, will serve on a subcommittee for a companion bill there in the Senate. He says members of his caucus have similar concerns to Olson's. Dotzler says his goal is to pass a bill that will stop Iowa children from legally obtaining and using e-cigarettes and receive the support of the House and a signature from the governor. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.